Charleston, Mattoon, Danville, and Effingham. There are no substitutes for donated blood. Blood donation takes 45 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation. It's about life.
And here with AM 580 News, Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Early voting begins today in counties across Illinois. Voters are expected to take advantage of the Columbus Day holiday for some people to hit the polls before Election Day. This year marks the first presidential general election to have early voting in Illinois. The State Board of Elections says the number of people voting early has increased with every election. In the 2008 primary, almost 11% of votes were cast before Election Day. In most cases, early voting sites will be different from the polling places for the November 4th election. Early voting must be done in person. The State Board says the votes cast in October won't be counted until Election Day, and the early voting period runs through October 30th. The Champaign County Clerk's Office, for example, is open this morning only for early voting. It's a county holiday otherwise. A couple who were killed in a highway accident on Saturday near Fithian has been identified as 28-year-old Jennifer Allen and 35-year-old Robbie Allen of Georgetown. The Vermilion County Coroner Peggy Johnson says Jennifer Allen apparently lost control of her car on the narrow gravel pavement of Lincoln Trail Road in Fishtailed. That's when a fully loaded grain truck struck the passenger side. The Allens are pronounced dead at the scene. Johnson says toxicology tests are pending, but no autopsies will be performed. Illinois has pinned its hopes for a statewide infrastructure program and more education funding on leasing the Illinois Lottery. But as Amanda Vinicky reports, the chances of that happening are becoming less likely.
It was Governor Rod Blagojevich who first proposed the lottery lease idea. Illinois would get a cash windfall up front, but give up any lottery proceeds for decades. The concept has been introduced various times by various politicians since. The most recent incarnation won House approval last month. It would require a private firm pay at least $10 billion. But State Treasurer Lexi Junilius says given the economy, it's unlikely any company has the cash to lease the lottery.
Because the credit markets have tightened up like no time since the Great Depression, it's going to be tough for anybody to find that capital.
A firm that had expressed the most interest in a lottery acquisition was the now defunct Lehman Brothers. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Property tax bills on existing homes in Urbana would go up an average of 2.9% under a tentative tax levy coming before the Urbana City Council tonight. The City Comptroller, Ron Eldridge, is submitting a property tax resolution with a nearly 9% increase in the levy. That includes 2.9% for existing homes, plus 3.6% for new construction and annexations, and 2.4% for properties that are owned by Carle Foundation Hospital, which is fighting its tax bill in court. The tax levy is the total amount of money that Urbana may raise through its property tax. Both increases in the tax rate and in property tax assessments could raise the additional money. Eldridge says last year the Urbana City property tax levy was set to go up 12%, but it actually went up about 7.3%. About half of that was due to higher bills on existing homes. The Urbana City Council is expected to pass the tax levy in its final form next month. A public hearing on the levy is set for November 10th. As the city of Champaign gets ready for a second winter under its mandatory snow shoveling policy, the city manager says the plan has worked pretty well, but it could use some tweaking. The policy requires downtown and campus town property owners to clear snow from their public sidewalks when accumulation is 2 inches or more. Owners have 48 hours to act once an official announcement is made. Last winter, the policy called for not making that announcement on weekends or holidays, which would give a breather for property owners who may be out of town. But City Manager Steve Carter says in the case of a snowstorm last December, the announcement didn't come out until after the snow had been packed down and turned to solid ice. Carter says in those cases, he thinks it's better to make the announcement immediately but delay enforcement.
If that's the timing of the storm, let's not preclude the public works director from providing notice on Friday. Most people are going to use the weekend to clear their walks anyway, so let's go ahead and provide the notice on Friday, then we can start enforcement on Monday, and it doesn't drag out the period of time so long that it's not meaningful anymore.
Champaign City Council members will review the city's sidewalk snow removal policy at its study session tomorrow night. Carter says overall, most property owners cooperated with the new policy last winter, and that sidewalks were cleared of snow quickly in downtown and campus town. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 Central with headlines at 7:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us on this Columbus Day, which is a very confusing Monday holiday, Ed.
Why is that?
Well, because there isn't mail delivery.
Right.
Most, but maybe not all, banks are closed. It depends on if they're a federal bank or a state bank, I guess. Not sure about that. And not all schools are closed, but most are, but not all. So it's a confusing day.
And aren't some state offices closed or not?
Could be. Maybe not. Well, I was doing a quick survey of schools around here, and a couple of districts still have school today, but most don't. So guess you have to know your school's calendar yourself, because I'm not going to try to venture through a list here in case we're wrong.
Well, I was in Columbus, Ohio over the weekend. I think most of Columbus, Ohio is closed today, but the name of the town?
There you go. Yeah, it's confusing because apparently, you even look at